Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to Nothing But Net, the one and only J.J. Quinterly, the senior point guard, a part of one of the best backcourts that maybe people don't know enough about right now, but they're getting ready to find out because J.J. is going to break down for us. J.J., thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Look, you guys put yourselves on the map last year, the last couple of years in the postseason, right? I mean, you've had some tough matchups and some tough draws, but when you have the kind of guard play that you guys have and how connected you are, looks like things are looking pretty bright down there in Morgantown.
Yes, honestly, with Jordan and the addition with Sid Shaw in our backcourt right about now, I think we look pretty good. Sid Shaw is a great shooter, the shooter that we've been looking for to replace Lauren Fields from last year, of course. And Jordan just adds that next energy piece that we need for just moving on into top matchups like Texas, like we just had. And she's just a great player, honestly. We got some great backcourts right now.
Yeah, we're going to get into a little bit deeper on that. I do want to mention, since you brought up Sydney Shaw, the transfer from Auburn, right now 50-40-90. Not many players can put those kind of numbers up. J.J., when you're getting downhill and when you're answering what I call the three W's, who to get the ball to, when and where, how does Sydney and Jordan fit into that for you?
Jordan, she's mainly our on guard, point guard right about now. So she usually gets her points just getting in the lane, or if I drive and I got kick out threes, just like I would do with Shaw. Shaw Moore, she plays off the ball. She plays great off the ball in my eyes. She comes off flares. You'll see her coming off a curl screen off the inbound. So she can do a lot for us, and she can hit some shots, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, I like talking offense, but we can't skip over West Virginia without talking about your defense, right? I mean, everyone knows it's going to be full court pressure back into that matchup zone. You will shift it up sometimes and play some man, but for the most part, it's tough to get the ball over midcourt. Sometimes you guys are trying to steal and ramp it up. Sometimes you're just trying to take time off the clock. How do you know which is the right way to go?
Sometimes it just depends on the matchup, depends on the point guard that's handling the ball at the time. I think for Texas, I think we more slowed them down more than getting as many turnovers as we would have liked to. But, I mean, it happens. As long as we slowing them down and getting into the shot clock and they start an offense at 16 or 19 or anything like that, that's good for us.
You're on the Naismith watch list, and so is Rory Harmon, the point guard for Texas. So you've referenced Texas a couple of times. Texas gave you your first loss of the season in the Gulf Coast Showcase down in Estero Beach. What did you learn from that? You were on the all-tournament team, and Rory was the MVP of that event. What did you learn from that matchup and from playing 3 days in a row down there?
Playing 3 days in a row kind of put you back to that AAU basketball mindset. You just got to get ready when you need to be ready. And I think playing Rory Harmon and Madison Booker and just that whole Texas team was definitely a good look for us moving into this Big 12 conference. They give us a look that we got to play some bigs, some bigger girls, some bigger guards that we may not see going on later into the Big 12 or that we may see. So Texas was just a good look all around, you know, kind of like a rivalry game. You see tensions flaring and everything, but it was a good matchup, good game, and I love the energy for sure.
It definitely got a little heated towards the end. I think you guys probably wish there were two more minutes on the clock and Texas couldn't get the clock to go fast enough the way the game was finishing. Let's talk about rivalries a little bit, because West Virginia has bounced around in different leagues, and I know you got a great rivalry with Pitt. That's a natural rivalry that has been through the years. But when you're looking at the Big 12, who would you consider to be your natural rival?
I would say probably Oklahoma or
Well, they're in the SEC now. See, that's the thing. Like,
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was thinking Oklahoma. I was thinking Texas. I would say either maybe TCU.
Yeah.
or Iowa State. I think those are great matchups for us. So
watching some good games coming up. Yeah, you got some great games. Watching you guys play, the way the preseason polls went, K-State, Iowa State, I think Baylor, TCU, and then you guys. After watching you play, it's going to be challenging at the top to try to deal with your pressure. You play different than the way some of the teams in the Big 12 play. What do you think is your advantage? You've been a three-year starter. You know the league pretty well. Where do you guys see your advantages?
I think just our desire to want to win, honestly. I think we're all on the same page that we want to go out there and try to be the best team in the league this year. And I think, of course, with the Big 12, there's a lot of great schools, great teams that we'll play against. And I think just us preparing and being mentally and physically ready, I think we're going to be fine.
You're interesting to me because you started at West Virginia, you've stayed at West Virginia, and you've had three different coaches, if I'm right. Tell me about West Virginia. Why? I mean, you're a kid from Norfolk, Virginia. You're not too far away from Morganton. But, you know, what is it? Why did you stay in spite of all the leadership changes?
Well, the fan base is amazing. Like, they love us here. I think they give us a lot of love and support. You go out in the community and they know you. You go to Kroger, like we go to Kroger to shop, of course, get our groceries, and people notice you, and it's just the little things like that. Or just being here, honestly, is a lot closer to my family, and it's kind of in the middle of both my mom's side and my dad's side, so I kind of always wanted to make sure my family can come see a lot of the games and stuff like that. So I think that was a big part of why I stayed here. And then I just wanted to be somewhere where I could make a name for myself, per se, and just do something for me and bring a team to Lemps that they may have never seen or may haven't seen in a while. So I decided to stay and just try to see what I can do without going to another school.
I know one of the things that you're looking forward to is the WNBA draft, and you will be draft eligible this year. And, you know, I know from working in the league for a long time that, you know, there's a lot of great scorers that come in, but there are other parts of the game, being able to defend, being able to make your teammates better, you know, the kind of body language that you play with. I watched you for 3 days. I don't even think you broke a sweat. I think you're in incredible shape. You start thinking about, you know, those other qualities besides just scoring, because you're very selfless on the floor. What do you think is where that came from, or why do you understand that, and do you think about that while you're playing?
I think that's just my personality, honestly. I've always been a person that's been super selfless. I've always cared about others, and I wouldn't say really care about how people think of me. I just want people to know that whenever they do think of me, it's always good things or whatever, things like that. So I mean, just being myself and then carrying it on to how I be on the court with a lot of great players that I play with. Like, I played with Isaiah James growing up, Diamond Johnson. So just playing with guards like that and having those type of players with me has just made me a player where I'm not going to be selfish. I'm going to learn how to trust my teammates and learn how to play with them, whatever they need me to do.
Well, you mentioned Isaiah James at NC State, and Diamond Johnson's having a great year this year at Norfolk State. Do you keep in touch with Isaiah? And you know, you guys grew up in the same area. I know that you played together, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of pickup games together. What is it about your friendship that you enjoy?
I think our friendship was amazing. Us playing 1v1 or going out to hoop with the guys at the court or whatever, things like that. And then we grew up with basically that whole team that I played with her. We all grew up together. We all stay in touch. Like, we done been home and went to the beach like last summer. I think I seen Zaya at my friend's cookout birthday party or something like that. So we just hang out, and them little things like that just create them moments that you'll never forget.
Tell me a little bit about growing up in Norfolk around that group of young women, and having, you know, the connectivity that you had. I mean, there are parts of Norfolk that aren't great. There are parts of every city that are tough. But tell me a little bit about your situation.
I think just us, we all kind of started to get to know each other from AAU basketball. We didn't all go to school together. I had a best friend. Her name is Crystal. She also played at Norfolk State. She lived where I lived at. So after my dad had ended up catching, he got diagnosed with kidney diseases when I started to go to my best friend Crystal's house. And then that's when I started to meet Isaiah James, a couple other players that I know. And then I started to play with Diamond Johnson and things like that. So I think just those girls in general, they're great, amazing females. Honestly, we do a lot of things together. We keep in touch a lot. We thinking about doing things in the future. So just little things like that. Like, love those type of friendships and those friendships that you can look forward to in the long run.
You're mentioning people that I know. and I hear you when you say good people, and that I can't wait to see what you guys come up with.
Yes.
Around the Norfolk community. That is a hotbed of girls basketball. It has always produced great players. Why do you think that?
I don't know, just the grit. Honestly, a lot of players that have came out, like Crystal that actually came to West Virginia, she came from my high school that I went to, of course, played under my coach Sandra Sawyer. So just the desire, the grit, and the love of the game that's down there with, like, coming from Norfolk Express. A lot of the girls came from Norfolk Express or, like, Red Tide or them teams like that that then created friendships that then lasted to college. So just that environment right there just says it all.
Yeah, I think there's a measure of toughness and resolve for all the people that you've mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, I mentioned that I watched you play three straight days, and I think you averaged about 36 minutes, so you didn't get a break much. And the style of play that you play is demanding. What is the thing that you do to get in shape that you hate, but you know gives you the best results?
Working with our strength and conditioning coach. Our strength and conditioning coach is going to get us together no matter what. Our off-season conditioning is a crazy environment to be in, but he makes it so fun. It's just like playing and running with him is not even hard no more at some point. After you get through it, that freshman year, that sophomore year, now once you get to that junior, senior year, you're good. And everything is just, it's flowing and you can breathe a little bit more. So honestly, our strength and conditioning coach gets us ready for anything.
And JJ, what do you do when you're not working out, watching film, you know, shooting hoops? Like, what do you like?
I play Xbox. Like, I play on my game. I got a couple of Lego sets.
You put some Legos together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a little Spider-Man.
That's my newest one.
How long did it take you to put Spider-Man together?
Probably about 2 days. I'll be stopping and going. Cool. But I got a couple, I still got some more Lego sets to put together. I think I'm going to do one of them today. But, yeah, that's really about it, just hanging out. I got a girlfriend, hanging out with my girlfriend or my teammates. We always find a way to hang out somewhere at somebody's house. So just things like that.
We're coming off Thanksgiving, so a lot of gratitude. People grateful, blessed for many things. And we're coming up on the Christmas season. What are you most looking forward to when you get into – you know, past the holidays into conference play? January, February, March is going to creep up on us. And as a senior, it goes by pretty quickly.
Yes. I think I'm mostly looking forward to just being with my teammates, learning them more. You know, we're going to be on the road together 24/7 now. So just being with them, trying to learn them, figure out our identity on the court still, figure out who we are as a team, and just go to take this long road with them and see where it takes us, you know.
Well, we're looking forward to watching JJ. 40 minutes of incredible pressure, and you guys attack on both sides of the ball. So it's really fun to watch, especially that small backcourt. There's a lot of good that comes out of those three of you, Sydney and Jordan, playing in the backcourt together. I look forward to watching it as the season goes on.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being with us on Nothing But Net.
Thank you for having me.